You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and wherever there are people who like to dance or be creative. Now, there's this really cool workshop that's going on. And by the way, if you ever hear of workshops or other events that are happening around town and you want to, you know, share them with everybody else, you're more than welcome to get in touch with me. My email that you can reach me anytime is just Bailey. It's B-A-Y-L-E-Y at khum.com, and that's on our website as well. But anyway, there's a Buto workshop. Jordan Rosine is the instructor of that, and he's been studying this for a while, as well as theater and dance, which I don't want to ruin it all. He'll talk all about it in just a short moment. But coming up on Sunday, January 22nd from 3 until 6 over at Synapsis over in Eureka, they're having this really cool workshop, which if you're looking at expanding your skills, I would definitely, definitely look into that. So anyway, right now, here's that interview with instructor Jordan Rosine. You're listening to KHUM. For people who aren't familiar with Hijikata and Buto, can you please describe what it is?
Sure. So Buto is a form of expressionistic dance and a philosophy of making theater that originated from Japan in the middle of the 20th century. And its founders were two men, Tatsumi Hijikata and Kazuo Ono.
So for this workshop, you are following the teachings of Hijikata.
Yes. There are many, by this point, many different schools of Buto. They each had many students and disciples, and at this time it's become a hugely international project. The 21st happens to be the anniversary of Hijikata's death, and I like to teach in a variety of styles and offer something on a quarterly basis. And so since this particular event happened to coincide with this anniversary of his passing, it felt right to focus on some of the things that he's known for. Some of his heritage choreography, like the Bugs Walk, where you imagine being eaten alive by bugs and it moves you in the space. Or the way in which he used poetic notation of dance to create a record of what his thoughts and visions for his dancers were. We'll use exercises in creative writing and observation to both improvise dance, but also to record and create some kind of a poetic notation for that dance in this workshop.
What would be the advantages to people taking this dance that normally do other styles of dance, like ballet or something like that?
Sure. Buto has perhaps a lot more in common with theater than most Western dance styles, though it's interesting to note that in Japan, where it originated, there is very little distinction between dance and theater. The traditional forms of kabuki and no are total in this way. For people who are more experienced in ballet or modern or jazz or tap, other Western dance forms, social dances, they might find a great freedom in the style and philosophy of Buto, in that its focus is on discovering a kind of authentic personal movement, which is non-codified, non-traditional. There is no vocabulary necessarily. There are no steps. There are exercises, there are meditations, and there are ways of accessing your personal creativity, which fall within the domain of Buto. And so it could be quite liberating and, you know, enhancing your creativity or deepening your creative wellspring as a performer of some of those other styles.
So people that don't have any dance experience, though, can definitely benefit from this.
That is correct. Buto is highly beneficial for artists and non-artists of all kinds, whether they're performers looking to gain extra presence, energy, or control over their body, or writers looking to gain a new way of approaching their work. There are benefits for all people.
And all ages, too.
And all ages and abilities.
So this seems like something that people of all skill levels.
For sure, for sure. It is very accessible. Since it's a personal dance, it doesn't matter how much experience you've had with Buto or other styles in the past. We'll work with everyone at their level, and as with many things that take a lifetime to achieve, it's best for everyone to always act with a beginner's mind. So that's an advantage to you if you come with very little preconceived notions, inhibitions, or habits.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. It's interesting that we are, as a society, conditioned by so many factors. Our bodies are conditioned to respond in ways to commercials, to our environment. And this was at the heart of what Hijikata, the founder of Buto, was trying to attack and rebel against when he invented Ankoku Buto, the Dance of Darkness, in 1959 and the decade following. He was noticing this trend in Japan, especially in the wake of American occupation post-World War II. And for him, Buto became a way of rebelling against consumerist ideals about conceptions of beauty. And so it, I think, allows even people of all nations, of all cultures, an opportunity to re-engage with something native, something primitive, something unconditioned and unrestricted by, in many cases, arbitrary lines of division of class and propriety, religion, race, any of these things that divide us. Buto can be quite a leveling common denominator of a practice.
So this will give people a great opportunity to grow in many different ways.
There are a lot of benefits of Buto besides just the kind of interesting and impressive technique of it. People, as I've mentioned before, can find new creative insights. There can be a spiritual awakening. There can be emotional healing and catharsis for people through the practice of Buto.
Wonderful. And so this is going on the 22nd on over at Synapsis, and it starts at 3 p.m.?
Correct. 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, January 22nd at Synapsis.
And there's an early bird registration?
Yes, that's correct. If you enroll before the 15th, you can take the whole workshop for $25. Otherwise, the regular price is $30.
Well, that's not bad at all either. And how long have you been practicing this?
I came to Buto in 2010. I started studying with Joan Lage in Seattle. And when I moved to New York City in 2011, I continued with Vangeline of the New York Buto Institute, who hosted many teachers through her programs, including Tetsuro Fukuhara, a second-generation master from Japan, who I count as one of my main teachers. And so all told, it's been about 6 years, and besides the study with teachers, I've had a very regular practice of creating dances with my company in New York, the Ume Group. We made theater and dance, often drawing on Buto, whether explicitly or implicitly. Including a piece in the Hollywood Fringe Festival in 2013 with my partner Yoko and I. We created Facet, which was kind of an exploration of the duality and suffering of mankind. And about 6 or 7 years now of fairly regular practice and teaching and performance.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Where can people find out more information about the workshop?
So you can find out more information on my website, jordanrosine.com. That's JORDANROSIN.com.
And once again, pre-registration by January 15th. It's $25 for that, or $30 all the way up until the day of?
Correct. Yeah, you can arrive on the day. We just ask that you wear clothing that is free and unrestrictive of movement, and also that you bring either a stone or a leaf or some other offering from nature to energize the space.
Okay, and should anyone bring pencil and paper?
Yes, correct. As there is, as I mentioned before, a writing component to this particular dance workshop, you should bring a paper or a notebook and pencils or pens with which to write.
Wonderful. Sweet. Well, once again, this is coming up on Sunday, January 22nd, and it's from 3 until 6 on over at Synapsis. Just go to jordanrosine.com for more information. Plus, I'll put all of this on over at the KHEM website as well. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Bailey.